Stop it. You have no legitimate business here. None of you have, really. I said I have no interest in religion. You have little cause to be interested in things military. Let's leave each other to our own competences. Beautiful Tal played his part as though rehearsed. His response was more than offensive. It was a direct challenge predicated upon my sex, speaking to my failure to commit suti. I tossed him a golden hammer, not to the heart, but to the right shoulder. It spun him around and knocked him down. He screamed for more than a minute before he passed out. It got real quiet. Everyone, including poor, fuddled Narayan, stared at me wide-eyed. You see? I'm not my predecessor. He would have remained polite. He would have clung to persuasion and diplomacy long past the point where a demonstration is a more effective way to communicate. Go tend to priestly matters. I'll tend to making war and to wartime discipline. That should not be hard for them to figure out. The company's contract made the captain virtual military dictator for a year. Croker had not used the power. I did not expect to. But it was there if needed.
Go. I have work to do.
They went, quietly, thoughtfully.
Well,
Narayan said after they left.
Well.
Now they know I'm no fainter. Now they know I'm mission-oriented and don't care who I stomp if they get in the way.
They're bad men to make enemies.
They make the choice, yes, I know. But they're confused. It'll take them a while to decide what to do. Then they'll all get in each other's ways. I've bought time. I need intelligence sources, Narayan. Find Ram. Tell him I want those men he brought to me earlier. It's time I look at those sights. Before he could argue, I added, and tell him if he plans to keep on being my shadow, he'd better learn to ride. I expect to be moving around a lot now.
Yes, mistress.
He hurried off, paused just before he left, looked back, frowned. He was wondering who was using who and who had the upper hand. Good. Let him. While he was wondering, I'd get my foundations set solidly. The men in the mess hall all stared at me with varying degrees of awe. Few met my gaze.
Rest while you can, soldiers.
The sands are running through the glass. I went to my quarters to wait for Ram. Chapter 28. Croker stared into the drizzly night, fingers nervously twisting strands of grass. One of the horses made a sound out there. He thought about walking over there, mounting up bareback, riding away. He would stand a 50-50 chance of staying ahead. Except that things had changed. Now Catcher did not have to catch up physically. He held up the figure he had made, a man shaped 2 inches tall. The grass gave off a garlic odor. He shrugged, flipped it out into the rain, took more strands of grass from a pocket. He had made hundreds now. Grass figures had become a sort of measure of time. A steady banging came from behind him. He turned away from the night, walked slowly toward the woman. She had produced a set of armorer's tools from somewhere. This was the second day running she had spent building something. Obviously black armor. But why? She glanced at the horse figure he was twisting. I may get you some paper and ink.
Would you?
There was a lot he wanted to set down. He had grown used to keeping a journal.